Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I have to tell you, what an amazing day this has been. And you're probably wondering, there she goes again. You know, the eternal optimist is at it again. Let me tell you why. You know, just when you think that you're plugged into such an incredible energy and a vibration, just when you think people have given all that they can give, you get invited to join people in giving some more. I want to tell you, as the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and all of you have taken this journey along the way with us, this has been an absolute joy for all of us here. But when we step in to that space of knowing and that space of giving, something magical happens. Today, as it has been for the past week on the Dr. Pat Show, we have had the pleasure and the honor of being around people that thought of nothing but giving. First, it started with Access Wellness, a center on the West Coast, which offered 100 free healing sessions to people across the country. Some of you will experience distance healing, and they said, yeah, we just want to give this. Then we launched on Sunday, Linda Joy and her team, Aspire Magazine, launched the 100,000 women free giveaway. So what am I talking about? 100,000 women will be gifted an annual subscription to Aspire Magazine. 100,000 women. And if you don't believe me, go to the website, aspiremag.com, aspiremag.net. Go to the website. 100,000 subscriptions. It has been a pay-it-forward initiative beyond anything I could imagine. And then I think to myself, wow, okay, I'm going to have a great show tonight. Wait till you hear the guests that I've got on the show for you. Then I think it just can't possibly get any better. And it does. So I'm talking to Lou Paradise, who is the founder, the creator of Toprosyn. Toprosyn is a product that is, you apply, it's all natural. You put it on your skin, and it takes care of pain. And it's been something that my family and I have journeyed with for a long time. Then you get somebody like Lou that says, you know what? We are going to do something we've never done before, a 40% discount. 40%, not 10%, not 20%, not 30%. 40% discount, Toprosyn. And I said, how are you going to do that, Lou? He said, very easy. Just send everybody to our website, toprosyn.com, and that's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N.com, and just have them, whatever they buy, just have them type in Dr. Pat. So that's all you have to do, Dr. Pat, D-R Pat. And I thought, this is just what happened today. This is today. What is going to happen tomorrow? Because Gloria Steinem said to me years ago, we build upon the shoulders of all that have come before. My very special guest tonight, Dee Wallace, knows a lot about that. When we think about what it means to build on the shoulders of those that have come before, she can talk a lot about that. She's an international actress, a speaker, a healer. She's known for her starring role as the mother in E.T. Her credits include more than 100 films. She is starring in films as we speak, several television series. She's appeared on Oprah. She's appeared on Good Morning America. And she is now coming to us as one of the premier healers of our time. She's also the author of Conscious Creation, which we're going to talk about. But tonight she joins the Dr. Pat Show for a very special message. And so when I said that it's hard to imagine getting my day any better than it was up to this point, I then realized I get to have a conversation with an amazing woman that is helping people heal across the planet. So tonight, Dee and I are going to talk about choice. how we don't make it and how we make it. What is it about choice that we have that's part of all of what we do? And what is it that eludes us from stepping into that incredible, unquestionable power that we have within ourselves, that power to choose? Today, we're going to be speaking with Dee about why choice is more important than it's ever been, and what she has found in the work she's doing and the healing message that is carrying her throughout the world in a global spokesperson for peace and well-being. Dee, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Oh, I am so happy to be back. How are you, my favorite, beautiful, wonderful person?
Well, I was just saying that just when you think it doesn't get any better, when we started the Pay It Forward campaign, Dee, about a year ago, and we started it with last year's Holistic Makeover, you know, everybody looked around and they said, you know, what are you like, out of your mind? Pay It Forward. The economy is not doing well and you want people to give. We have been on such an incredible ride about people stepping up, people saying yes, whether it's a smile, a book, 100,000 free subscriptions. Can you imagine that, Dee?
No, that's pretty awesome. And, you know, it really leads us into what we're talking about tonight, which is the choice to take a stand and the choice about what you want to stand for. And we're all being asked really to step forward right now and choose, because without choice, there's no direction. Without direction, there's no conscious creation. And you and I both know that if we don't consciously create our lives, we become the created upon. We become one of those people who, quote, don't have enough to pay it forward.
Mm. I wanted to ask you, Dee, about your life and about choice. What role has, you know, the power to choose played in bringing you to this very moment?
Well, you know, I keep getting the lessons. Like all good healers, we learn by healing ourselves and walking through, you know, the fire along with everybody else. I had some pretty hurtful things happen just in the last week with a member of my close family. And it was kind of... it was a big betrayal, and not only was I incredibly impacted financially from it, but my heart was really severely hurt and hit by the betrayal that happened about what went down. Mm. And as soon as it happened, and as soon as I went into that retaliation and victimness that we all go into when something hurtful like that happens, I was very aware that in that moment I had a choice. I had a choice to stay there and be a victim. I had a choice to stay there and hurt my family more and hurt myself more. I had a choice to stay in judgment about myself and the bad job that I had done in the relationship with this person, and I had a choice to move out of my judgment about them. All of those choices allowed me to either create freedom or confinement for myself. All of those choices created me raising my vibration so that I was at choice about what I wanted to create in my life, or falling into lower vibration and reaction. And when we're in reaction, we are not in choice. It can't be. Because
wow, we're gonna talk about this in detail when we come back from break, Dee, because what you've just shared is really the secret to unlocking the door to freedom, a freedom that many of us don't think we have. You know, that illusory sense of power. When we come back, Dee Wallace, incredible individual. We're going to talk about choice. We're going to talk about the choices that you have in front of you. We're going to talk about the choices that you wish you could make and know that, you know, not thinking about them will set you free. We'll be right back.
Somehow, Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Are you feeling a little lost, powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
Chat About It is the new online internet radio station for listeners that share the same passions. Chataboutit.com is the place to get together and talk about a variety of topics. You'll find shows on politics, business, sports, and entertainment. Hear compelling live radio shows with the most passionate hosts from across the country. It's called Chat About It, and you can find us at chataboutit.com. Bookmark it now. When it's time to chat, go to chataboutit.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, joining you live right here and doing this amazing, amazing show with, wow, Dee Wallace. She's joining us here today, as I said before, international actress, speaker, healer, and author. And as a matter of fact, we're talking about choice. We're talking about letting every one of us understand the power and the potential we have within ourselves and what that creation means. Dee, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. It's so good to be here with you, Pat.
It's so good to have you here. You know, I was reading, actually rereading your book, Conscious Creation, and I was looking at the chapter you have on intention, and you talk about energy and talk about the fact that the energy is ongoing. All energy mixes and interplays with other energy. Thoughts and beliefs are energy. Ideas are energy. So intention made up of all thoughts and ideas is also energy. You know, having written that and having lived that life, what is the energy that is going to save humanity right now?
Love. Unconditional love, which is divine love. You know, that's really all there is. And through our beliefs and our choices, we take the energy and we define it and create it and limit it through the choices and the beliefs that we choose to keep. I mean, the world is just a big pile of Play-Doh, Pat.
And I like Play-Doh.
Yeah, we love to make stuff out of Play-Doh, and we usually play with Play-Doh with an intention of what we want to create with it. Well, if we would just do that more regularly with the energy of our lives, we'd be a lot better off. But, you know, the Play-Doh doesn't care what you make out of it. The Play-Doh will be an elephant or a dog or a bear or a heart or, you know, pancakes or whatever you want to do with it. it just follows the direction of your creation. Well, the energy of the world does the same thing. The energy of our lives follows our direction, and it will create for us whatever thoughts, beliefs, and choices we choose to make. So if we want to choose to be sick, the energy will create the Play-Doh of sickness perfectly for us. If we want to choose to have limiting beliefs about money, the Play-Doh will create perfect limiting beliefs about money for us so that we can learn not to have them. Unfortunately, what most of us get from these lessons is we don't get, oh, we don't want this. We get, oh, look what the world's giving us. That's just the way it is. And what we're supposed to get is, okay, that didn't work. I'm going to choose the opposite thing. I'm going to choose to know that I'm abundant. I'm going to choose to know that I am health. I'm going to choose to know that I am the perfect relationship and have the perfect relationship. See, we keep going outside of ourselves, Pat. We keep going outside of ourselves. And we are the energy of money. We are the energy of health. We are the creation and the vibration of everything that we want. But we have to choose and direct it to be so.
Why is it that some people feel like they have the power to choose, which really brings them to the places they want to be in their lives, and other people feel like things are being done to them?
Well, first of all, I think it's a part of being educated, really re-educated, because we've all been taught, all of us, from the time we can understand anything, that, you know, stuff happens and you've got to take care of this stuff. We're taught that. We don't know any different. And the other thing is we like to keep our stories. We like to keep the drama of our lives. We like to point to the reasons why we can't. Because if we truly exercised and got in touch with how powerful we really are, we get scared. It's too much responsibility. And most of us don't want to choose to accept that. And so we get to keep the limiting lives that we have. I mean, if you want to lose weight, you can have every intention in your life to lose weight. But if you don't really choose, then that intention doesn't mean much. You can hold the intention to lose 30 pounds, and if at night you turn around and go, yeah, well, I'm going to have that cookie anyway, you're not choosing. You're choosing to sabotage the intention that you started out with.
So, you know, along the way, I wanted to ask you that, you know, along the way in your life and what you've experienced and what you've just shared at the beginning of this show, you know, the heartbreak that sometimes we're faced with in life. This is interesting. This must be the week of betrayal, so to speak. More stories around that, more things that have shown up. I want to ask you, though, around that, because some people say that there's an energy, a force working to help us carve away those things in our lives that are not serving us or have been misserving us,
yes,
and we don't know about it.
We're it. We are the force.
Mm-hmm.
We are the force that is helping ourselves. And you see, you know, I take big issue with all the ego talk and the mm-hmm. and all that stuff. There is no separation. It's all you. And anything that you excuse yourself with to move out of the responsibility of conscious choice is just allowing yourself not to move forward faster. So I could say, yeah, I have every right. This person in my family dumped on me, lied on me, took advantage of me. I have every right to be angry. And, you know, I do. And who does that serve? Absolutely nobody. But if you go, well, screw that, I have a right to be pissed off. I'm saying you absolutely do have a right. And will that create your life happy and blissful and healthy and happy and in freedom? Absolutely not. So you can choose, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? It's it's an easy choice that's very hard for us to make, because there's that part of us that thinks we have to hold on to control in order to be free. And we've got to let go of the control and live in love every moment if we want to be free.
You know, I was reading something, Dee, that, you know, somebody wrote about your work. And one of the people says, this work gave me back my life. But they're talking about the work that you're doing both personally, individually with people, but they're also talking about the message that you're taking out, the numerous radio shows and appearances that you've been at. Certainly, many of us know you from the big screen. And now you're on a journey that, you know, many of us are getting to know you even better. How has the direction that you're taking, how has Dee Wallace, the healer, how have you been able to reflect on your life to bring a bigger, more important message to the world today?
That's a good question, Pat. You know, and I think it's because I fell to my knees one night and said, God, I don't want to be like this anymore. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be in judgment. I want my light back. I remember my light, and I want it back. And if anybody, you know, a lot of people go, well, you're a movie star, so life is easy for you. Well, you know my history. My father was an alcoholic. I was raised in a very poor household. My dad was out of work, berated my mother every night of my life, finally ended up committing suicide after he tried twice in my bed, and finally shot himself. And I lost my husband of 18 years suddenly of a heart attack. I've walked a lot of fires. I've been hurt, extremely hurt by big people in the movie industry, and by personal people, friends that borrowed money that didn't repay it, you know. I've been hurt a lot and walked down a lot of paths, and I truly believe that it was so I could stand here now and go, it's not worth holding on to it, guys. It's not worth it. Whatever your story is of tragedy and victimness and hardship, let it go. Find your light. Choose to be the light that you are. And, you know, I can look back at all my acting, Pat, and all the things that I've done, and I'm very clear that I have healed in all the performances, even all the horror things I've done. My essence has healed. And that's what I want to say to everybody. It's not what you do that heals the world. It's who you are.
Wow.
And if you live in love, and if you live in forgiveness, and if you celebrate yourself and love yourself in the highest way first and share that with everybody else, you heal the world, because you bring in a balance and a love into the pool of energy that we all are.
Well, we're going to take a short break. Dee Wallace, our very special guest. When we come back, we'll be talking about what happens when we choose, when we stay in our knowing, when we consciously create the life we want. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Proceeding has been a paid program. All opinions expressed during the program are those of the host and participants.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now, life is giving you a second chance. Announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to DrPat'sMakeover.com. That's DrPat'sMakeover.com.
A sacred moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, a sacred moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call a sacred moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
What's all the buzz on chataboutit.com? Astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson teaches you about our universe and beyond on Star Talk.
I was in my office and I got a phone call from a woman from Brooklyn. And she said, there's something glowing outside my window. What is it?
Okay, first of all, Neil, I love you, but that's, if she was from Brooklyn, she was like, there's something glowing outside my window.
Sorry.
What is it? Are you Dr. Tyson?
Star Talk, Sundays at 3 p.m. on your computer at chataboutit.com.
The following is a paid program. All opinions expressed during the program are those of the host and its participants.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, for more information about us, please go check us out, www.thedrpatshow.com, or simply go to drpatlive.com. Everything that I mentioned earlier in the show, the Topperson discount, the Aspire magazine, 100,000 free subscription giveaway, all of that will be on our homepage by tomorrow. Dee Wallace, my very special guest and friend, joining me here today. Her story is compelling, but, you know, the message that she's sharing and is sharing across the globe really echoes what she's written in her book, Conscious Creation, Directing Energy to Get the Life You Want. Dee, thank you so much for joining us. Would you take a minute and direct people to your website so they can find out more about you, more about how to connect with you online, and get in touch with what you're up to?
You bet. My website is official, dwallace.com. And if you are so inclined to do any private work to see what blocks are in your way or the challenges that you can't seem to understand and get past, you can email me at consciouscreation101@yahoo.com, consciouscreation101@yahoo.com, and set up a private. We're very, extremely affordable. So much that most of my healer friends, including Dr. Pat, are after me to raise my rates. But
yeah.
It's just amazing work. You've done some of it, Pat, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about it. And let's talk about that work for a minute, because I want to talk about it in the context of choice. You know, I just mentioned to the listeners before the break, when we choose, we stay in our knowing. And that comes from you. And I want to talk about that, because we really don't get that we can be in a place of knowing, because we're always in search of something.
Right. And we're in search of it because we're taught that we will never know, that we don't know, that we can't know. Who are we to know? And I'm saying to you, probably one of the biggest blasphemies that you can do is say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
you are the creative force itself. You are the energy. And if you keep saying, I don't know, you are claiming I don't know, and that is an instant message to the universe, the Play-Doh of the universe, to create not knowing for you.
So, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, Dee, is that, you know, you talk to a lot of people. You have to make choices in your life right now. You have to decide, you know, and I love when you go to the website, officialdwallace.com, you know, you go right to your landing page on the website, and right there you say, I am a healer, I am an actor. And I want to ask you about that, because you had to make a choice. You made a choice early on in your life to become an actor. You starred in one of the largest grossing movies of all time, a movie that so many people, everybody watches, has watched E.T. at some level several times. And then you went on to make a decision, a conscious decision, to be a, you know, become a healer, or actually not to become a healer, but to be known as a healer. How has that decision for you been, and what could you say about it to help others listening to the show empower themselves?
Well, you know what happened is I chose to do it all, and that was a journey in itself, because I thought for a long time that I had to choose one or the other, and I said, okay, I choose to know and I choose to follow the signs that I'm given. So what happened was I would get a part in a TV show or a film, and I would have, you know, 10 or 12 healing sessions the next week when I wasn't working. So I went, okay, well, I'm going to choose that everything is balanced. Everything works out fine. I'm able to serve the people that are calling me for healing sessions, and I'm able to serve the people who want me to be an actress. I'm choosing to take my essence into healing the world in any way that the world offers me to do it. And I got to tell you, it's been effortless. I thought it would be really difficult, and you know, not being able to balance the time, things weren't going to work out. All of my clients are extremely, if I ever have to reschedule, extremely understanding that I'm creating my dream somewhere else, and we reschedule their appointments. So I guess what I'm saying, you know, Pat, you and I had this conversation months ago when yeah. all this stuff was taking off for you. And at that dinner, that wonderful dinner we sat down with, and I looked at you and you said, I said, you're going to do it all, Pat. You're going to do it all, and you're going to be gloriously happy that you do it all. And you're going to be, it's all going to be effortless for you as far as your energy, because when you're doing what you love, you get energy, don't you?
Oh, completely. There's no question about that.
And then you get to choose. Like last week, I said, you know what? I've worked solid for 8 weeks straight. I'm going to choose to take some time off. As soon as I did that, I got a cold. You can hear it in my voice, I'm sure. But I think what the cold really is, you see, is grief about what happened, about what I spoke about with betrayal in the first part of the hour. And as soon as the cold hit, I went, oh, I'm not choosing. I'm not choosing to let this go. And what I realized today is I'd forgiven the person, but I hadn't forgiven myself. I hadn't forgiven myself for the responsibility that I thought I should have brought forth to teach the person.
Wow.
So I had to forgive myself, because if I love myself unconditionally as the creative force, the universal love, God, what Buddha, whatever your term is for the highest force energy, loves unconditionally. And I'm the first person I have to love unconditionally. And that's a big one for people to step over.
I don't think we even understand the word unconditionally, Dee. I really don't. I mean, I don't know that I do. I know that I've had moments in my life of it because I've had the, I have to tell you, someone asked me what I was most grateful for in my life. And it kind of caught me off guard for a minute, but I answered it almost immediately. And what I said was, I said, you know what I'm grateful? I'm grateful for my best friend, Linda. And they just looked at me, you know, and they said, you're grateful for your best friend, Linda? I mean, you're not more grateful for the Dr. Pat Show? I said, you know what? I said, I can't believe that there is someone in this world that would love me unconditionally for 35 years. I said, I thought and reflected that, given what my life has been about, that there was actually a person on this planet that not only knew how to do it, but could get in the trenches with you. But if you would ask Linda D, if you would ask her what unconditional love would be, you know, what does that mean to her? She wouldn't be able to describe that. Because it's just who she is. Isn't that an incredible way to live one's life?
Absolutely. And when we can look in the mirror and say to ourselves, I unconditionally love you, you beautiful person, then we will truly have healed the world. Because if we don't love ourselves unconditionally first, we cannot take that unconditional love out into the world for others. And you know what unconditional love is?
Tell me.
It's when your pet craps all over the floor and you get up in the morning and you have to clean it off and you look at that little face and you go, I know you didn't mean to do it, honey. That's unconditional love.
I know.
And, you know, I mean, how many of us are parents that have thousands of times in our lives experienced unconditional love because we know, you know, that little person is trying its best, that's learning, it's not cooked yet, it hasn't learned its lessons yet, it hasn't learned to give back yet, it hasn't learned to share yet, whatever it hasn't learned, we forgive and love it anyway. And that's what we need to choose to walk forward to do for ourselves. Because we rock.
We do rock. I mean, one of the things we'll talk about when we come back from break as well, Dee, is, you know, what is it about our lives that would have us look back and be in regret? What about those decisions we've made where we don't believe we're completely empowered or have empowered another one? You know, what is it that we learn from every step we take, every breath we take in this lifetime? When we come back, we'll be talking with international actress, speaker, author, healer Dee Wallace about the decisions we could make today for the most wonderful holiday we've ever had. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yoga Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yoga Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek God's Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, chocolate number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
What's all the buzz on ChatAboutIt.com? Dating tips and advice on the Premier Match Show with Christy Nightingale.
Unemployed single men, I mean, how are they supposed to handle the pressure? I mean, how is the poor guy supposed to afford courtship? Or better yet, how is he supposed to feel secure with himself and want to continue to date? I mean, why not just leave the dating scene altogether? Because if she's going to be that close-minded to the circumstances that are at hand, then, you know, something, ciao, baby.
The Premier Match Show, Tuesdays at 9 p.m. on your computer at ChatAboutIt.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. If you want to find out more about us, sign up for our newsletter. It's free. We don't do anything strange with your email except let you know about things before everybody else, really. You can do that on our website, www.thedrpatshow.com, T-H-E-D-R, patshow.com. Dee Wallace is my very special guest, and I want to make sure you know how to find out more about her, how to set yourself up to have a session with her, powerful healing session. You can go to her website, which is officialdwallace.com. That is officialdwallace.com. Check it out. Check out a copy of Conscious Creation and the other books and free things she's got going on. And today's conversation is about choice. It's that thing that a long time ago, one of the folks that I worked with said, it is the only thing that will set you free. And Dee Wallace is joining us here tonight because we're in a time right now where we can make some powerful, powerful choices. Dee, thank you so much for joining the show tonight. It's so great to have you back on.
Oh, honey, I would be here anytime you called me.
Well, let's talk about good vibration because you talk about it in the book. You know, I'm really holding a level of consciousness that says this is going to be the greatest holiday ever for people. That's really what I'm holding. I'm holding it for myself, and I'm just holding that energy. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know if that's going to mean, you know, a Christmas tree or whatever it is that people are doing. But I wanted you to address the issue of what it would take for this to be the best holiday season ever for people.
Well, that's pretty simple. You just choose whatever it is, whatever it looks like, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. You choose to have that perspective and that experience. So many of us in our creating do not bring in the entire experience. And if you don't live in the experience of the great holiday season, the best holiday season, then all your direction is really for naught, because you're what you're directing your life for, what you're asking for money for and health for and a relationship for, is for the experiences that they give you. The experience of freedom, the experience of happiness, the experience of health, the experience of joy. That's why we want a great holiday season. So, like my mother, you know, I swore that my mother would never be in a nursing home, and in the end, a lot of circumstances dictated that that's how it had to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I called her as she was being wheeled down to her room. I thought she was already there, and I said, Mommy, how's your room? And she said, well, honey, I'm not there yet, but it's just perfect. And
wow.
I said, well, what do you mean you're not there? Have you seen it before? And she said, oh, no, sweetheart, but that's my choice, and I've decided whatever it looks like, it's going to be just perfect for me.
Oh, my goodness. And that's isn't that the most powerful message that we could get this holiday season? I mean, what a perfect example of, you know, taking the wisdom of someone that shows and demonstrates absolute power. I mean, how much strength, Dee, does it take us to do what your mother, or to say what your mother said? I mean, it does take strength.
Exactly, and yet it's as simple as making that choice. When she got her final test back, and it was clear that she was going to have a feeding tube, and clear she was going to have to be, you know, on the machine to help her diuretics and all this stuff. And she said, nope, I'm going to go. I've lived a full life, and the rest of my life is not going to look like this. That's my choice. So she chose to bring in the hospice. She was very lucid. She had all the family there, and she chose. And because of the power of her choice, everybody was okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, but she didn't sit there forever and ever and go, oh, I don't know, I just don't know. I don't know whether I want to live or die. Now, some people choose, you know, to stay in their body when their body is failing and absolutely consciously dedicate themselves to that choice. And that's fine, too. That's making the choice. But know that there's a choice to make, and it's yours. It's not something that's being done unto you. There is nothing outside of us. Everything is vibratorial. We are the vibration of the freedom and the joy and the bliss that we are asking for. But we must create it within ourselves and choose the perception and the experience of it. And then everything in life matches that because we see it that way.
So when we take a look at this holiday season and, you know, we think about what we can create for ourselves, we have to start from the place of choosing and choosing life and choosing life well. And yet, everything around, folks, I mean, I've heard conversations today about the economy. I've heard some people say the economy is worse than it's ever been. I've heard other people say that we're no longer in a recession. All of this, if we tune into it, it's like a frequency, has got to wear us down at some level.
Absolutely.
And yet at the same, yeah. So what do we do?
What you do is you choose to know what you know. You choose your own reality. Okay? So you've seen one person had the reality that this is the worst economy we've ever been in. I guess they never lived through the Depression or know anybody that's been there. Okay? And then you've got somebody else that say, well, we're not in a recession at all. Everything's fine. Two completely different realities. And they're both real to those people. They're living in the reality that they chose to create out of their Play-Doh. So what do you want? Do you want to be happy? Or do you want to be miserable and in fear? The economy, you know, there's nothing about the economy that dictates whether you have a nice holiday season or not. Flip and make something for somebody and put a lot of love in it and don't judge yourself for having to do it and choose that that's what this season's going to be about if that's what it has to be about for you.
Well, I have to tell you, I am so excited about this holiday season. You know, Dee, at the beginning of the show, I mentioned briefly what happened today on the radio. But this is not just about today and the shows that I've already done today and what people were giving away. This has really been, for all of us and the listeners of the Dr. Pat Show, an unprecedented time of giving. We have had more people give things to our listeners, more listeners give things to other people. Do you know We have one of our listeners that started her own Pay It Forward campaign to pay forward the bills of people that people could not pay their own telephone and utility bills. And she's created an initiative for other people to step in and pay the utility bills of people so their utilities are not turned off.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome. Well, you see, right there, the giving and the receiving has already happened. We didn't have to wrap it in a present, did we? We just had to hold the intention and take action. We had to choose. So gifts come in a lot of ways other than boxes with bows, guys.
Mm.
Gifts, first of all, come from, you know, choosing to just unconditionally love yourself, the others, and the world that you live in.
Hmm.
If we could all give that gift to ourselves and to the world, then indeed we could shift this, the peace and the love in this world exponentially over this season.
And I think that's what we're really calling us each other to do right now, certainly on the Dr. Pat Show and in, you know, the many things that I am excited and joyful to be co-creating with people like you, Dee. I mean, this is really a time where each of us has been given the opportunity for unprecedented creativity. I wanted to ask you, first, let me thank you for joining me here tonight, and then I want to ask you, what is your personal message for our listeners today? What do we want to leave everyone with?
Oh, the highest message I can leave everyone is love yourself, and love yourself more. Because when you love yourself in the highest way, you cannot not love everything else. It doesn't serve you. So, you know, we heal ourselves, we heal the world. The world doesn't heal first. Look to yourself, love yourself, celebrate yourself. Tie yourself up as the biggest, most wonderful, special present that you've ever given yourself.
Thank you, Dee Wallace. Thank you so much for joining us today. I want to make sure everybody has got Dee's website. Please check it out. Also, make sure you look online for many ways to connect with her. Go to officialdeewallace.com, officialdeewallace.com. Check it out. Take a look at her upcoming events. Take a look at what she's got to say in her blog. Take a look at what's involved with booking a private session with her. It's very, very easy to do. And you'll be blown away by the testimonials that you see from the people that have decided to say yes to healing. Thank you so much, Dee. It has been a pleasure
you.
And an honor.
Always, always so joyful to spend time with you, Pat.
And I got to tell you, we're not done yet. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Dr. Pat Show. Please, don't forget, we're still taking your applications for the Holistic Makeover. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. For all of you out there at the station that have pushed all the right buttons today and have made this an outstanding experience, you are the best. We'll see you next time, everybody.